Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Ancient Warfare Answers with me, Murray, your weekly fix of ancient warfare. Now, this one has come to me personally by email, so kind of been reminded that, yes, indeed, you can email me personally. I'm murray@caravanseraipublishers.com. So you can, of course, ask us a question of your own about a topic relating to ancient warfare, and if we can, we will attempt to answer it based on our knowledge and what we can find out. Several questions come through where the answer is we don't know. And that's not just me or Jasper not knowing. It's we don't know in general. So we don't try and answer those questions because they'll be very short answers. Now this one, however, from Jonathan, thank you, Jonathan, came through on my email and saying, what was the standard depth of a hoplite line? I see 8 mentioned all the time. Were there any others? Now that is, right up my alley, shall we say, in terms of things that I find fascinating. So here goes. And I'll mention that you can also ask questions at the end rather than the beginning. So the depth of the hoplite line, you will indeed find lots of modern sources talking about 8 being the average. Now, that's not actually true. We get one source which tells us of an average depth of 8, and that's the Spartan line at the Battle of Mantinea in 418 BC. And weirdly, what Thucydides tells us in that case is that the individual Spartan commanders of each Lokos, the Lokagoi, so there's 7 of them at the Battle of Mantinea, they designated a different depth per Lokos, and the average was 8, which of course implies that some of them were deployed deeper and some of them were deployed more shallowly. So we might have between 6 and 10 or different. And when we start to look at the sources that specifically name a depth for a hoplite line, there are very few. The Battle of Marathon, for instance, does not mention depths. It talks about strength, that the Athenian line was deployed according to strength, which doesn't help us. The wings are packed and the center is weaker, but we don't know what or how. So that's like, oh, gosh, okay. We get mentions of 8, and 8 is mentioned more often than any other. So, okay, yes, it's the most common, so therefore it's the average. Right. We also get depths of 10, depths of 12, depths of 16, and then depths of 25 for the Thebans at the Battle of Delium, all the way up to depths of 50, which happens twice, both Xenophon, once at the Piraeus in 403 BC, and most famously at the Battle of Leuctra in 371 BC. Now, the interesting thing about the last two, the depths of 50, one is dictated by the fact that it's spanning a roadway. You've got the troops of the 30 tyrants facing Thrasybulus's 1,000 men who are deployed 10 deep at the top of the hill. Now, interestingly, we're told that the men of the 30 tyrants attack the 1,000 men of Thrasybulus and are defeated, even though the rebels seem to be outnumbered 5-1. And that's interesting. And it sort of implies either that the men with the 30 tyrants were reluctant or a bit of a rabble. But then the rabble, the citizens are described as fighting on the side of Thrasybulus. So in that case, what you've got is, you know, reluctance to fight. And that's also the case at the Battle of Leuctra, where Xenophon, who's the only source that mentions the line depth at Leuctra for the Thebans as being 50, talks about the fact that the men at the back were all reluctant to fight and didn't really want to be there, which kind of implies that they were kind of useless as depth of line. And none of the other sources on the battle talk about the line depth of the Thebans, which implies that they probably didn't have that many and that the standard depth of the Thebans was 25, as it had been at the Battle of Delium in 424 BC, and at other battles like the Battle of Nemea, we're not told the depth, but we're told it's deeper than the Athenian depth of 16. So definitely 25 ranks would be a standard Theban depth, and it's not talked about by the sources, which implies that it wasn't remarkable. So you've got those sorts of depths mentioned explicitly in various sources, not very many. I mean, just a rough count, 12 mentions of a line depth in all of classical Greek warfare. So, you know, more often than not, we are not told the depth in any specificity at all. So that's interesting. Now, the other thing, of course, about the depth is surely if it's deeper, it's more effective. No. And the interesting thing is that when you look at the depths of line, they tend not to be particularly deep. The Thebans 25, absolutely, and it's very effective at both Mantinea and Leuctra. But the formation, of course, which defeats the hoplite army and essentially wipes it from the field is, of course, the Macedonian phalanx. And the standard fighting depth of the Macedonian phalanx is 16. Now, we do get the Battle of Issus, for instance. We get the idea that the phalanx enters the very narrow part of the field, double depth, so 32 men deep. And then as it advances, it spreads out to normal depth, 16 men in a file. Now, we don't have any evidence of them fighting 32 deep. So 16 seems to be the standard. And very interestingly there, that idea, and again, this brings up a much bigger question in terms of the athysmos, the push of hoplite warfare, that just because you have a deeper formation doesn't mean that you will win the battle at the Piraeus. You know, the winning side has 10 deep and the losing side is 50 deep. So that, you know, kind of idea. The 10 deep are at the top of a hill. So that might be an advantage for them as well. But in most cases, you're dealing with other factors, which modern scholarship is still unable to resolve. But line depth is interesting because we have information from the Spartans and we have information from the Athenians, very sparse information from the Athenians, but very little else from other Greek city-states about how their armies deployed. In fact, how their armies were organized. One of the issues we've got is that words like lokos and taxes are used across various armies, but they mean different things in Sparta and Athens and Macedon, for instance. So it's very hard to work out which one means what and where and what's the smallest formation. So, for instance, at Athens, the lokos is the smallest formation. At Sparta, it's one of the biggest formations. So that doesn't really help us at all. Whereas in Macedon, it's a file. A lokos is a file, so it's only 16 men. That really doesn't help. So what we've got there is sort of, that's pretty much it, the evidence for how deep a formation can be. The other problem, of course, with a lot of these line depths is that when we're given a specific number of hoplites, very often they don't work in a depth of 8 or 12 or 10. 10's the easiest. If we're given 1,000 hoplites 10 deep, easy. 1,000 hoplites 8 deep doesn't quite work. 1,000, you know, and sometimes we're given very specific numbers of hoplites. For instance, the 300 Spartans, just, you know, 300. Or even the 300 Thebans, the sacred band. How deep are they? Because if they are 8, that doesn't work. 10 works, 12 doesn't. You know, all of these things don't really work. And one of the sources for the Battle of Delium talks about the front line. This is Diodorus. The front line of the Thebans, who are 25 deep, is made up of the 300. He doesn't call them the sacred band, but he does call them the charioteers and footmen. So if 300 people across a depth of 25 gives you 7,500 hoplites, which is around about the number we're given for the strength of the Thebans at the Battle of Delium in Herodotus. Not Herodotus, Thucydides, sorry. So it works, but it's not really exact science. So we know some information, but we certainly don't know enough to be able to be certain of how these things happen all the time. So I hope that answers that question, Jonathan. Now, you, of course, can ask us a question. You can email me, murray@caravanserai.com, or you can send us a message on Facebook. You can reply to one of the other podcasts. You can send us a message on Patreon. You can, of course, become a patron on Patreon, /Ancient Warfare Podcast. And hopefully we will see you soon with another Ancient Warfare Answers. Thank you.